and on a Monday, and a Monday means we go to the great state of Texas and Professor Alan Sachs, the longest serving contributor to this program. I think he's been here for 8 years. I mean, we let him go have, you know, bathroom breaks and such, but Professor Alan Sachs joining us on the program. Professor, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm now huddled under the desk with my mask.
Attaboy. Attaboy. With your, well, just wrap yourself in cellophane.
I am.
And bubble wrap in case you fall and hurt yourself. All right, so I'm looking at all these numbers. They're trying to tell me that that Florida and Texas are in this terrible deal, and yet I look at the fatality rate across America. It started to edge up a little bit, and now it's coming back down again over the last 2 or 3 days. Didn't break 1,000 deaths a day. Back in the first, we were supposed to see 3,000 deaths a day starting June 1st. It's never been anywhere near that. Now, we're at 130,000 plus people that have perished in America from this, we're told. We could reach 200,000 by the time it's all said and done. But we should not destroy the country over this. We shouldn't.
You're absolutely right. But the country is being destroyed over a number of things. I've never been so bleak as I have been the past week or so with Black Lives Matter, the mayor of New York City painting Black Lives Matter in the street with Al Sharpton.
Hey, let me ask you this.
What a catastrophe.
I want to ask you this about Black Lives Matter. It appears that Black Lives Matter has somehow magically become the most powerful political organization in America.
And because you can't criticize it.
You can't say anything bad about them. You can't say, I don't agree with their point of view. I don't agree with what they're saying here. Because it's become a Marxist organization. It has a lot to do with power and different things, and not a lot to do with Black Lives, because if it did, we'd be focused on Chicago and Baltimore and other places where you have high incidence of Black mortality from homicide. But, you know, in drive-by shootings, the little girl killed in Atlanta where the Wendy's restaurant was burned down. But that's not what they talk about. But you can't criticize, because if you do, you will be destroyed.
You know, in Europe in the 1930s, as you well know, there was another political party that could not be criticized either. It's a very scary comparison, which I hope does not fit.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You tell me what you think of this, but I do not believe that Americans are going to vote for the dismembering of police departments. I don't believe Americans are going to vote for anarchists who feel that they can pull down statues as they see fit. I think the silent majority is getting larger, and they just don't say anything because they don't want to get yelled at, and they don't want to have an argument, and they don't want a confrontation in the middle of, you know, the grocery store or whatever it may be.
I hope that's really all that it is. I think a lot of Americans are being cowed. I mean, literally, we talk about ourselves as brave, upstanding people. And to me, I hope I'm wrong, it looks like we're a scared bunch.
Just well, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people are being pushed, but they're pushed right up until the moment they pull that curtain behind them to vote. And when they pull that curtain to vote, are they really going to vote to have nobody on the end of the line when they call 911? Are they really going to push and vote that anybody who's offended by anything can come now, rip down statues, run people out of town, and if we don't watch it, we'll have actual book burnings in the streets? I mean, this is the kind of nonsense that's going on.
I don't care about the statues. I really don't. I do care about that a lot of people are afraid to say anything, and that's apparently what's going on today. I see that on university campuses, and I've seen that for a long time on university campuses where people are simply afraid. And this is the strange thing. We always call for diversity, diversity. We want diversity. They don't mean that. They want their kind of diversity, but they don't mean diversity and inclusiveness. I mean, whenever I hear those two words, I'm going to run for cover, because they mean their kind of diversity, not others' kind of diversity.
Well, and I appreciate that, and you're exactly right. And so we get back to let me ask you what's happening in Texas, because I want to know, here close to where I am, Michigan State University will not be holding any classes in person, which is the wrong approach based on the science. And if they want to talk about science, that's the wrong approach, is to have nobody on campus. The fact of the matter is the number of cases that are exploding now because we have more testing. We have 4 million people a week getting tested in the United States, 4 million a week. 1% of the population getting tested every week. And the number of people that are coming back positive, we're getting close to herd immunity.
I have to admit that Donald Trump finally put on a mask over the weekend to go to Walter Reed. He was absolutely right to do that. But why didn't he do it a long time ago? Is he that proud that he don't want to be seen with a mask on? Nobody cares, Mr. President. And I think he could have taken a lot of criticism away. And so a lot of times he is his own worst enemy. But as we go into this election cycle now, he has to be very careful not to step on himself. And he's very close to doing that sometimes every single day.
Well, there is truth to that. The only person that Donald Trump's running against at this point in the election of 2020 is Donald Trump.
That's right.
But at some point, they are going to have to lead Joe Biden out of the basement. And Joe Biden, who tried to do a press event, you know, here a few days ago.
In Pennsylvania.
With notes and answers. He had the questions ahead of time. How ridiculous.
No questions.
Well, and right, he took one question at the end, and then he fumbled around at the podium for 5 minutes trying to find the answers, stumbling.
And then he folds his book and walks away.
It's awful. How is this guy ever going to stand in a 90-minute debate with the President of the United States?
He's not, and I doubt if there's even going to be a debate.
Oh, it's going to happen, because the American people will not stand for it not to happen. I guarantee you that.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
And you can socially distance just fine. They can be 10 feet apart from each other with a moderator 20 feet away, and they can have a conversation. And that's a fact. And they can put a little piece of tape down the middle. Don't cross this line, because Trump tends to pace during debates. But I will tell you this. Joe Biden stands no chance whatsoever in a debate. Now, you can criticize the president for the way that he's conducted himself, or maybe you don't like the way that he's responded to the pandemic or a host of other things. But at the end of the day, your option is this. Donald Trump, a man that a lot of people don't like, or out-and-out socialism bordering on communism and completely nonsensical ideas like tearing down police departments, getting rid of our history, renaming buildings and wasting our time while our children don't go to school. People aren't going to stand for it. Your thoughts?
He's a strong man. I'll vote for him. We actually need him more now than ever when you think about Joe Biden. In fact, the Democrats ought to be ashamed of putting up Joe Biden as their nominee.
Yeah.
It's shameful. It really is.
It really is. I can't disagree with you there. Professor Alan Sachs, he's been here for years now, and I appreciate you coming. I'm going to leave it right there for this day, Professor. Get out from under the couch or the table or wherever you're hiding.
I'm putting another mask on.
Yeah. Remember to wrap yourself in cellophane and dip yourself every 15 seconds in insecticide or something. Professor, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Everybody stay well.
There you go. Still to come, Dan Papineau. We're going to discuss finance and money and business today. Don't go anywhere. He's from the Michigan Chamber straight ahead.
Satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Helping those who need it most, while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone. building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
Be a part of Ellie's Race virtual 5K to benefit Ellie's Place, a healing center for grieving children and teens. Run, walk, or gather a team for Ellie's Race virtual 5K on Saturday, July 25th. It's virtual, so you can run or walk anywhere or anytime. The death of someone important to them can be devastating for a child, teen, or young adult. Ellie's Place provides free grief support groups and an understanding and affirming environment. Ellie's Race virtual 5K, Saturday, July 25th. Register now at Ellie's Race 5K.com.